You are listening to the Senior Agent Podcast. This podcast is for insurance agents that are helping America's seniors with their financial choices. Here is your host, Christopher Westfall.
Today is Friday morning, and we are moving between our old office. You see some boxes in the back. Today, loading up with movers and everything and moving to the new office. And one thing that's really struck me in the last couple of months is every time I get around top producers in our industry, I always get like recharged. My batteries are completely recharged and remotivated and inspired by what other people in our industry are doing. The tops in our industry really kind of inspire you. And I realized that when I was first starting out in the business, I was all by myself. And I had nobody to really have that kind of inspiration. Online forums and discussion groups often boiled down to, you know, people competing for contracts and trying to belittle each other. And these online forums where people are keyboard warriors really don't lend themselves to encouragement in building each other up. So one thing that I've really discovered is that this little niche of, you know, like call center owners and top producers on these six trips that we've been to this year, it's a very small exclusive club that many people just don't know what that's like to be around other people that are moving forward. You often feel like you're isolated and nobody else is doing it. Like, who else is succeeding out there in the industry? Well, that feeling that there's kind of a void there in the community of the top producers and then the guys who are just struggling and just getting started has led me to the realization that we need to build more of a community where we can help each other more, especially those just getting started on their journey. So that's my goal for this year, is to build more of a community structure where people can get together and encourage each other, share ideas and that kind of thing. I'm low on gas. Wow, need to get gas. Sometimes you just drive so much, you just forget to get gas. Ever been there? But one thing I'm going to build this year, and I can do it around our secure site at MedicareAgentTraining.com, so that people can be in a comfortable position and just feel free to express themselves without judgment, and we can delete any bad, negative, you know, things and internal recruiting and stuff that happens on like a Facebook group, where on a Facebook group, if you get in there discussing Medicare stuff, you're likely to get spammed by people. People can run ads based on the fact that you're in a group. And just, you know, overwhelm you with advertising and spam and that kind of stuff. And that's the thing we want to avoid. And that's one reason I've never started a Facebook group for our members, is because our industry is just replete with tons of people trying to push contracts. And that's really all most of the FMOs really want to do, is push contracts. Well, again, the void of community, a safe place where you can get together, ask questions, be inspired, see other people succeeding, has been really missing. That's the sole reason that I put together our St. Thomas trip, so we could spend time together in a small setting. And that's what inspired me to put together the Nashville trip, where we're going to have now 105 people in the room in Nashville at the end of July. And we need to do more of those things on a regional basis, and I understand that. But those are events, and we need relationships. So, as I've mentioned before, the goal for having these local events is so that we can build relationships. And I just want to encourage you. I'm talking to myself here because that's my biggest personal weakness, is building personal relationships. Professional, yes, all day long. But when I go to these events, it's really hard to push outside your personal comfort zone, go make a relationship, get to know people, listen to where they're at, and then see if you can offer some kind of assistance if they're open to it or if they need it even, and see where you can plug in, see where you can be of benefit. Well, let me tell you a story. Happened a few months back. I went to this event in San Diego called Social Media Marketing World, and it's where people from 70 different countries come and share and learn the best tactics and things happening in social media, everything from Pinterest to Instagram to Facebook to YouTube, everything. And one of the people that I met there, and I say met, I watched there. Ooh, that's really bright. Ooh, look at that. Over my shoulder. One of the people that I saw speak was a gentleman named Aaron Walker. And Aaron runs a mastermind group with 120 guys It's actually 12 different mastermind groups of 10 people each. Sorry about that, son. And in this group, it's called View from the Top. And Aaron wrote a book called View from the Top. And he has these business people join this mastermind group, and they pay a pretty significant sum every month to be a part of it. And they get together once a week on a video chat, and they share their struggles and they share their successes. And more than anything, when you join the mastermind group, which I have joined and it starts in July, they're adding a new one, you have access to the directory of everybody that's in the group and what everybody does in business. And then he shared stories with me. We had a phone call before I joined the thing, because you have to qualify to get in. Shared stories of how people's businesses have been changed, their personal lives have been changed by the relationships that they've been able to create by this group. And it's not just an online group where people are, you know, behind their keyboard. It's video chat, and then you're encouraged to actually meet people on the phone or in person or whatever, and you have a map of where everybody is. So that gave me kind of an inspiration. And one thing that I want to share with you is they go through a book every month together as a group, as a community. And then they discuss the book and how it's relevant to their business, what they learned from it. And everybody usually gets different things from different resources. So that's a good thing there too. And I'm going to be able to bring to the Medicare agent training community, I firmly believe, a lot of insight from some other top business minds in the country that are not specific to an insurance niche, but just general business help in general. And I think that's going to be nice, because when I go to things like Social Media Marketing World, typically I'm the only insurance guy there. This last year, there was one other insurance agent there that heard about it through my stuff, which was really cool to see somebody else there from the industry. But when you go to these things that are outside of your realm in the general business world, and you're able to bring some of that expertise from these top level people and their niche into our world, it really helps. So I'm looking forward to bringing some of that community, and of course none of their private stuff of what they're doing, but some little nuggets of wisdom and knowledge from multi-billion dollar companies where these people, some of them run, to bring some of that insight into our community, and to build our community based on what I see the best of the best happening in other mastermind communities. So Aaron runs this this mastermind thing, and he was there speaking at Social Media Marketing World on how to run a successful mastermind community. And so while we can't all get together with 3,000 people on a weekly basis, that's kind of impossible. I'm looking for ways that we can build that community, certainly more than the level that it is right now, with 3,000 people pulling in different directions, all at different levels of their business, and certain people struggling with different things based on where they are. One thing that I want to change on Medicare agent training, and we'll be able to do that this summer, is more of an onboarding process for new members, because they all start sometimes similar paths. They don't have relationships with carriers. They don't know where to start. They don't know what state and all that kind of stuff. So we can solve a lot of that with a better onboarding process. And that's what we're going to be building when we come back from these two trips. I'm leaving this weekend for Omaha, Nebraska for a week for a conference. And then the week after that is the Medicare Supplement Conference in St. Louis. Be there for a week. And then we're going to Banff, Canada with Cigna for a week, and then Portugal with Manhattan Life for a week. So I'll be gone all of June. And so July, we're going to start working on building these systems. But July the 3rd, I believe it is when this new mastermind program that I'm joining kicks off. And I'm just going to share with you, I really look forward to bringing some of the things that we're learning in there. Not only the insights from other business leaders, but also the mechanics of how such a group can contribute to the overall lives of all the members. You know, I get ideas on watching a successful mastermind thing be executed and then bring that to our niche, because to my knowledge, there does not exist one in the Medicare, certainly the Medicare niche of insurance. So I know that being an independent producer, you feel like you're in business by yourself. You feel like you're all alone and nobody's struggling like you are. And the fact of the matter is, Everybody struggled where you are. And the fact is, everybody had to start at the very beginning. I had an agent yesterday tell me, what was it? He made $58,000 his first year in the business as an independent producer and said to me, come on, who else do you know made $58,000 a year in their first year as a producer? Well, I know a lot of them. I know a lot that have actually done more than that, a lot that have done less than that. But we have the benefit now of so many more resources than we had, again, when I started 10 years ago in the Medicare space. Certainly the Medicare space of selling online, selling over the phone. It just wasn't a thing. And you couldn't just go online and go, hey, what's the best practice for, you know, presenting with a screen share if you need to? Or can you use a three-way call to call into a company to get a health interview done? Things like that just didn't exist. Auto dialers, predictive dialers to call seniors, and then what to say when you get them on the phone and how to sort them by demographics of age, income, credit score. All that kind of stuff just really didn't exist, to say nothing of the fact that we didn't even have electronic applications with most of the carriers back then. But now there's so many resources out there. And sometimes what I hear from agents that are getting started is they're overwhelmed by the amount of information that's available. So we went suddenly from no information, how does this get done, to today when there's an overwhelming amount of information. And you have people out there saying, no, it's better to cold call and sit on the phone. Sit on the phone and cold call yourself, you know, and spend all day doing a $3 an hour activity. And then you have other people on the internet that are purporting the fact that you need to go do knocking on doors. And the further you can drive to an appointment, the better somehow. Because the more time you spend behind the windshield, the better your life's going to be. I don't get those kind of things, but people are out there saying them because this internet gives a platform to everybody. And whether your information is completely wrong or makes you millions of dollars a year, the same internet puts you out there in front of everybody with your opinion. So, you know, take that with a grain of salt. Take everything you watch online with a grain of salt. If you're having somebody show you a way to do your business, whether it's prospecting, closing, writing applications, how many applications is that activity actually producing? Like, we just did 77 applications in our office, and then this week I'm watching other people online saying we did 9. Okay, well, how is that particular model working for you? It's very rare that somebody will come out and say, this is what we're doing, and this is the exact result from it. Online, on YouTube, you'll see a lot of people that are saying, hey, go do it my way, go do it my way. Well, what does that produce? If day after day, your results that you're purporting for other agents to follow produces zero apps, zero apps, zero apps, and yet you're still out there presenting yourself as, come follow me, come get your contracts with me, come do business with me, don't watch what I'm doing, just listen to what I'm saying, you need to really have a filter on what you're watching based on the results. You will know them by their fruit. Is something that just keeps coming into my head that my mom taught me, that was in the Bible. You know people by their fruit, and just, you have to be skeptical these days. There are so many agents that are just getting started looking for a mentor, looking for something that works. And when you're looking in a small space like the internet, and you're looking for a laser niche focus like Medicare, and you're wondering what's working out there, just because somebody has a camera or a cell phone and they can get online does not mean that that system necessarily works. Just because an FMO calls you on the phone and says, hey, I have the new XYZ company, you don't know who you're talking to on the other end of the phone. They could be giving you a very low contract, and that's all their job is to make a minimum wage and call you and sell that contract. So what's in it for me? What is the thing that you're offering me? You know, what are the results of what you're purporting? What, okay, you're giving me a blueprint. Now, what can I actually expect to make? How many sales can I actually expect to make based on your blueprint? And the things that I share with you only come from having done it in my office, in my business, and watching the results of it. So if you're following somebody, and you just have to have some kind of a filter on things. If people are making you know, millions of dollars a year successfully growing their business, having more and more employees, growing their size of their business, expanding the scope of their influence. That's something you need to take into consideration versus somebody who's just getting started doing a method that's 50 years old and telling you that this is the new thing to do, what we've been doing for 50 years. Sometimes you just need to say, that's interesting, but I'm not going to go in that direction. It's okay to be inspired by people that you see online, but at the same time, not throw in your whole, your investment, your family's livelihood, everything that you have in the future, riding on something that is antiquated, outdated, and has been proven not to work. And again, you'll know them by the results. So again, I want to build the whole purpose of this message this morning from the ride home to the now old office that we're going to be packing up today. Yay, exciting. Is we need to build a community. We need to encourage each other. We need to share best practices. And as I'm going to another conference this week in Omaha, I'm going to do what I do best, not talk, but listen. I've been asked to speak one of the days there. I don't even know what I'm going to be speaking on because I really like to go to these things and be a fly on the wall and listen. I have zero pride and zero agenda when I go to these things. Just like the Medicare conference, I'm going to be trying to hide in the back and listen to people. I won't be in many of the sessions if you're going to the Medicare conference in St. Louis. All the speakers appear to be bought and paid for. So if you're speaking on the stage, it's because you paid somebody something to be there, as opposed to years past where they paid the best in the industry to come up on stage and share why they got there. So I'm not going to be in the rooms, even though I paid for the whatever full access membership. I'm going to be in the hallways listening to the conversations, just trying to be a fly on the wall, get with those top producers and listen to people. And then to the extent that I can share some generalities that they're not, you know, if somebody comes up and says, hey, man, don't share this. This is just what I found. This is what I'm doing. And, you know, whether it's Facebook advertising or Google pay-per-click, I absolutely respect that. And I keep it to myself and I keep quiet. But to the extent that I can bring away inspiration and nuggets that'll help other people. And sometimes, you know, it's like the elephant that was tied to the chair with a string. Sometimes we just need to be reminded that it absolutely can be done without knowing the paint by the numbers way of doing it exactly. I just need to know it can be done, and that's all I really needed to know. So when I go around other people and they go, hey, we found a new way to do direct mail to this particular demographic, I'm like, whoa, I don't know what your mail piece looks like, but if that works, then that can be done. Let me start testing in a different, you know, non-competing area of the country. And, you know, Eugene found a niche that was working on Facebook. Fantastic. You know, awesome. And so I went to him and said, hey, do you mind if I use some of these tactics, but in a different area? And I said, please get me a list of states that you're in, and I'm going to try this and test it, because I test stuff all the time. I'm going to test it in the area that you're not in, so we're not competing to the same eyeballs. And I think that's very important. So again, I want to build more of a community for us to engage in and share and encourage each other, which I'll be working on this summer, and also a new onboarding process for new members to Medicare agent training. And those existing members can tap into that step-by-step follow-through process on getting onboarded correctly, knowing where to get started, knowing where the resources are, because I'm just reminded frequently that there's so much information on Medicare agent training. A lot of people don't know that there's a search box up there that you can type in the name of the keyword of what you're looking for. Like the other day, I had, you know, 15 questions over 2 days on GPM. Where's their e-app? Who administers it? How does it work? And it's all in the post on GPM's relaunch. So if you type in GPM in the search box, literally it takes you right to the post where it has all those links and all that information. So I need to make it more clear how to use the website, which is the search box, and how much information is really on there. And once you whittle it down to where you can find what you need, it makes life a whole lot easier. So improvements and more things are coming. Also, I'm excited to learn about the new, the world of Medicare Advantage, what's happening there. There's some key opportunities that I'm gonna zero in on and report back to you after these trips that I'm really excited about. What can be to some considered to be a scary world, and they say it can't be done over the phone. It is being done over the phone very successfully, And I'm going to be meeting with those thought leaders behind the scenes on these two trips. So I look forward to reporting back to you in ample time to take advantage of that should you choose to accept it by this AEP. So good things are happening. Good things are coming. And from me to you, I hope y'all have a wonderful, wonderful Friday. Yesterday was the worst day of the week for me, but I went to the new office space. You know, we started getting a little bit settled in there. Comcast was supposed to come and install the internet last week. They never showed. This week, they were supposed to be there yesterday from 3 to 5. We waited around till 6. They never showed. And yesterday was the end of the month. So technically, by today, our office is supposed to be out and in the new place, but we have no internet because Comcast is so reliable. Go Comcast. So again, challenges we all have. We all have struggles. And sometimes you can just make do by being creative, thinking outside the box, and trying to keep your people answering the phones. And that's our challenge for today. And meeting the rain today, which is going to be huge, and the movers, and the heat index is going to be 100 degrees here in South Carolina. It's going to be a fun, challenging day. But stay encouraged. Growth is not easy. The only thing that you have to fear is the fear of the change. But change is often good. And it keeps you young when you have to keep, you know, dancing and adapting to things that are happening around you. It's fun. It's always a challenge. It's a struggle, wondering what's going to happen next. But when you build your basis on residual income, you know that you can breathe, take a breath, slow down. It's going to be okay. You're going to start growing again as soon as your internet kicks on again. We've got the office space ready. The employees are ready to move because it's going to be closer to 90% of their homes. So they're excited about that part. It's going to be good. So y'all have a great day. Understand that better things are coming. The industry gets better and easier every day. There's more opportunities, and I'm going to be bringing them to you. And if I see you at the Omaha trip this week at that agent event, or if I see you in St. Louis, please come up and say hi, because I don't know what a lot of you look like, but I very much look forward to meeting you and saying hello. And y'all have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Senior Agent Podcast. For more information and other episodes, visit senioragentpodcast.com.